So it came up to the top. Found a spot. There's still 34 left. That, you hear the yeah. That's the Loyola fan that's been behind me. I was in the Loyola circle. I was in the Loyola corner. That's the MVC chant. I don't... What the hell am I supposed to say? Like, I can't even formulate thoughts. You know, like... So there's Austin Peay, and I was 14, and I was devastated. There's the North Carolina loss in the title game, which was devastating, obviously. But I don't know if any of them... I mean, there's that Villanova loss, there was that Maryland loss, Chattanooga in the second round. I don't think any of them come close to this. I mean, Austin Peay was bad, but we were a 3 seed, you know? Like, we're watching Loyola dribble out 71-58. Oh, God, a 7X, 5X. I mean, we didn't just lose, we got whooped. Like, flat beat. If you tuned into this game without seeing the rankings and you thought it was a, I don't know, if you thought it was a, you know, say you're from overseas, you understand basketball, but you come to the States. You don't know anything about the teams, you just know basketball. You flip on the TV, there's no context. You're just watching a basketball game. You would turn on this game and you would say, well, yeah, the team in maroon is way better than the team in white. Like, they're so good. The team in white has problems. Like, it shut them down defensively. They, you know, they got consecutive score. Like, you would have just watched this game and thought, well, why was this a big deal? Like, why is everybody freaking out? We just got flat whooped by a team from Chicago. I mean, they're dancing right now. Oh, God, here it is. They're coming over to the corner. You know this moment. I've lived this moment on Memorial Stadium. Now I have to live it with Illini basketball. Celebrating with their fans. Just completely flat whooped. Like, this is probably the wrong phrase, but my words aren't coming. Like, I'm not even mad. That's probably not the right words. I'm probably saying that wrong. That might even make you upset. Like, it's not that I'm not, like, devastated. This is the hardest I will take a loss in my entire lifetime. But, I mean, it's hard to be, like, angry about the details. Because we just got whooped in every category. Shooting, three-point shooting. They were better defensively. They ran better plays. They schemed better against what we do. They shut down Io. They forced turnovers. They got the rebounds. They hit their free throw. Like, there's nothing... Anybody watching this game is like, yeah, the good team beat the bad team. The end. Here comes Moser to celebrate with his fans. So, yeah, there's not really, besides a 16-1 loss, which, come on, they don't happen. There's not a worse way for this season to end than Loyola. do not pick up a Chicago paper tomorrow. Like, you know, this destroys so much of what we built to this year. Man, not like this. I'm just looking at the score on the scoreboard has the five guys who are on the court. Frazier 2, Curbelo 9, Io 9, Demonte 2. Like, you know, this is how Io and Kofi and Demonte and Trent go out. I just cannot believe it. MVC is the chant, which doesn't, I don't know. They've been in the conference 4 years. Like, I get the insult of, like, you know, Big Ten is good. No, the Big Ten is not good. But, you know, I don't understand the go MVC. Oh, here they are celebrating again. What are they doing? They're circling around Krutwig. But I don't know what they're doing. Oh, he's doing the interview, and so they wanted to crush him. I'm just going to take it all in, man. The only way I know how to do this is what I've learned from Illini football, and that's to stay in my seat as long as I can and soak it in so that when it ever happens, it feels better. And hopefully when it happens someday, if it happens someday, going through this experience will purify me in some way. You know, I walked in, I saw I was in the corner with all the Loyola fans, and you just kind of, you know, you just knew, right? You know, you just like it's like, as I tweeted it, like I tweeted when I was 9-2. This is like, you walk to the edge. Let's say you're on a glacier, okay? And the glacier's starting to melt, and you're on this little edge, and you know the ledge will be gone, and you can't stay there. And you're hoping for rescue, but you keep kind of peeking over, and like, if this ledge melts, if it breaks off, that's how far I fall. And that was this entire game to me. Like, quite literally sitting in the front row of the balcony with all Loyola people in front of me. Hard to hear the Illinois fans because all I hear is the Loyola cheers. And knowing this is what it's going to feel like if we lose. It's not overrated, in case you're wondering. That's Porter Moser. Like, I hate that the committee did this. I hate playing KenPom number 9 when we're KenPom number 2. I don't think they were, you know, obviously they're not that seed. They're really good defensively, and they took us apart. But the storyline here is just so devastating. This team, this one we're going to plan around. It's, you know, the fact that it's, you know. Oh, getting kicked out. Here we go. Yeah. Officer, if you only knew what you were asking of me. I mean, he's just doing his job. Like, they got to get people out of here and clear them out. However, they're not clearing out the Loyola fans. I'm going to keep talking because I got no other outlet. You got my jacket? So, oh God. Now we get to talk to hyper Loyola fans in the passageway. That way. You got it. Officer is directing me to the exits. So So might not be around for a while. Oh, Johnny. I can't look you in the eye, Johnny. I can't do it. I can't do it. Let's walk that way. Officer's going to be following me. Yeah, I don't even know what to say. Not like that. That's it. This is... Oh, God. I hate when my brain works like this. What song did I tweet the other day? Just saying how it put me in a good mood because it reminded me of 1990 or... It was the song, This Is How the Story Ends. And so, yes, I now know what I'm going to write when I get to my computer. I cannot believe this is how the story ends. Cool, Lana.